blitzing Smiley's room with stink bombs and liquid string last night. But Smiley, however, had set up a similar trap for Reed. More about that later. We leave the hotel and head back to the site for the warm-up. And one of the first people to start working on the programme after breakfast is Johnny Beeling's secretary, Jeanette. What does she have to do?
Before you go, you organise the hotels and book the hotels and do all the paperwork for organising star guests and things like that if you know that someone's on doing a show. And also picking the right people to appear on the road show. While you're on, you've got to have people that are fairly extrovert.
You have to look after the records as well?
Yes, on some occasions. For instance, Mike, he likes you to put the records on the turntable, whereas I did Andy Peebles a couple of weeks ago. And he puts them on himself and will change the running order occasionally. Whereas Mike's very good and sticks to the running order.
Do you not find that maybe something happens like halfway through the road, so you lose a few records, or maybe
yes,
you've got to get some more from London? What happens then?
Quick to get on to the secretary in London and ask them to red star it to the next appropriate resort.
Which for you is the most enjoyable bit of the road show?
Probably breakfast time, discussing what happened the night before.
But most people weren't in the mood for talking about the previous night. The most important thing in the morning is to make sure that everything works for that day's programme. At 10:45, everything's gone to plan, and even the audience has reached Johnny Beeling's expectations.
Yes, I'm a little bit surprised to see so many of them sitting in deck chairs. I think that's perhaps indicative of the sort of atmosphere that's generated in Southport. No last-minute problems at all.
No, the lines are ready, the audience is waiting for us. Simon Bates is on the air about to hand over to us. And 11 o'clock, we're off.
On the weather. Just
well, it could be better, couldn't it? But at least it's only what we call a Scotch mist, isn't it?
Mike, less than 30 seconds, any last-minute butterflies or anything?
I can't see any. No, there would be if it was a warmer day.
What about the crowds? As big as you'd hope for?
Yeah, some of them are quite big, but there are smaller people here as well. No, it's a good crowd. It's a very good crowd. Well, they say it's a large crowd, whether it's good or not. I'll find out.
We would have more if the weather had been better.
I don't know whether you could get any more in, to be honest. I don't think you could. I mean, it's packed. They're lining the promenade there or whatever it is. And we've got 15 seconds to go, so it's about time I had a butterfly.
And that 15 seconds just enough time to check with the engineers that all the equipment is working correctly and to wait for Simon Bates to give a time check.